Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. More local NFL news. Yesterday, you might have seen a video on Twitter that Golden Tate did back in 2016 where he is playing both sides of the Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise, Cuba Gooding Jr., Jerry Maguire scene, because he got paid, he got the money that he wanted, but it's the team that's confusing to me. The New York Giants, who I thought were going to be rebuilding. I thought that they had finally decided, okay, we were wrong in 2018 to try to win that year, and we're now going to move on and in this direction of roster building. We're trading Odell Beckham Jr. We've got 12 picks. We got rid of half the defense. We're moving in that direction. I didn't think the Giants would sign Golden Tate. And I like Golden Tate as a player. I do. He's 31 years old, still got a lot left in the tank. He catches everything that's thrown at him. He's a yard after catch maven. He's someone on a really good team in the playoffs that's going to make a catch for you on third down, maybe score a touchdown to win you a playoff game. That's the type of guy he is. So I like him as a player. What concerns me from the Giants' perspective is, are they going to do the same thing they did last year and not take a quarterback again and now go out in September of 2019 thinking they're going to win the division? Is that where they're at? Where are you? Are you trying to rebuild? Are you trying to win? Are you trying to do both at the same time? I wasn't confused yesterday. I'm confused this morning. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, if I were Eli Manning, I'd be happy with the Giants to get rid of, maybe my best target, and then you at least replace him with somebody who actually can play football and is a really good player. He's a Super Bowl champion, by the way. So this is a guy that, you know, has a very, very long track record of having success in the league, plus playing in games. He doesn't miss a lot of games. He doesn't get hurt. So that's a good thing. I think it's just a solid signing. I was telling people last night over there at the Hudson Yards, they had like a soft opening last night that 20,000 people showed up to.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were asking me about this. I said, look, all right, he's not Odell Beckham Jr. I know that. He's not as flamboyant. He's not nearly the player that Odell is. He doesn't have the flair for the dramatic. But I'll tell you what, that one thing. In Detroit, he and Matthew Stafford really had something special. I think the Eagles could have kept him if they wanted to, but they decided they wanted to go back to DeSean Jackson. So they basically did not re-engage with him. And he comes here to New York now, and I think it's fine. I think it's great. I know that if I were the starting quarterback for the Giants, I'd be really happy with this. Because, you know, one day I understand that the guy that you're trading away does not want to play with me. So let's get him out of there. But at least get me another guy to replace him that I can count on. And I think that's exactly what the Giants did.
Well, he's not replacing Odell Beckham Jr. He's a totally different type of wide receiver.
I know, but I'm just saying, you bring in another professional guy who knows how to play in the NFL. You know, that I equate this to like a hockey team getting a solid defenseman for the next 4 years. You know, that you're paying probably under market value for a guy that's going to give you he should outplay his contract. He should outplay his contract, and he should be a good locker room guy. All the things that Odell Beckham Jr. maybe wasn't, this guy is not going to be the headache. You know what I'm saying? Like, the coaches will like him. The front office will like him.
Without a doubt.
I think the Giant fans will like him.
And I remember interviewing him a couple of times on Radio Row. He always gets a great endorsement because of his name. Somebody with, you know, Hershey's Gold, I think, had him last year. And he seems like a really good guy, and he's a really good football player.
So
and I can't argue with any of that stuff. Right. I just don't know about a team that is in this state bringing in an older wide receiver on a decent contract if you're going to be going 5-11, 6-10. You know that old adage in baseball where you say,
why do you need to be paying a closer? Why are you going to bring in a big-time closer when the team's going to stink? Like, people say that all the time. Okay. Oh, you're paying this closer because the team's going to stink. That's sort of the same way that I feel about Golden Tate with the Giants. If you're trying to get as much cap space as possible at the end of next season, and you're going to move in this youth movement direction with your 12 draft picks, what does Golden Tate really do for you? And knowing that the Giants last year were confused about where they were at in the NFL landscape and thinking that they could win last year and win the division, do they think the same thing now? Because if they do, I think that that's misguided. It just sends different messages. You know, as we yesterday were joking around going boring, not boring with every team in the NFL, another thing I can do is I could tell you exactly what direction each team is going in the offseason. And say, all right, well, this team's trying to win now. This team's trying to rebuild. This team's a little bit in between. This team's trying to come back after a disappointing year. The Giants, yesterday I thought they were rebuilding. Today I'm thinking that they're trying to win, right?
I guess they're trying to win, yes. Isn't that the idea?
I know,
but especially if you have a 38-year-old quarterback
but
coming
know,
back.
I know you, you try to win.
They want to win with this quarterback. They want to win, and in order to do that, they have to bring in players that are basically going to be able to help him. And Golden Tate will help him. There's no question about that.
No, I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that at all. I mean, if this was almost any other team, I would say it makes sense. Well, not almost any other. I mean, any team that I believed could win 9 or 10 or more games, I would say this makes a hell of a lot of sense.
You know how Anthony Barr basically yesterday said, look, man, I just felt sick to my stomach because, you know, I didn't really want to leave Minnesota.
He called maybe signing with the Jets, and the reports going out there, the worst day of his life. I mean, how is that possible?
All right, because he didn't want to leave Minnesota. He was very comfortable there, and then they ultimately come back with a deal. He didn't make any more money, but he just wanted to stay in Minnesota. So he does that. That's fine. Yesterday, Golden Tate basically went for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He got as much money as he possibly could, and he's a Giant now. And I just think that this signals that they want to have players around Eli Manning that can help him win this year. This is not about putting Eli Manning out on the field with a whole bunch of rookies. Like you did that with Saquon Barkley last year. And I do believe that there's a sense that their offensive line is going to be better, that their running game should be as good, if not better, than it was last year if the offensive line's better. And you better have quality depth receivers, whether it be Sterling Shepard, Golden Tate, Evan Engram, on the field with your 38-year-old quarterback. You have to have guys out there that can play.
Sure, I know, but does it have to be a 31-year-old guy that you're paying some decent money to when you think that you're probably rebuilding because of all the other millions of holes you have in your roster?
If they don't go quarterback and they're looking at 2020, maybe Miami's looking at 2020 at the top of the draft, I don't know. But if they don't go quarterback, then they're going all defense. They're going to be going all defense and maybe an offensive lineman sprinkled in there somewhere along the line and maybe a mid-round wide receiver or two. But I just think this just signals that we have to rebuild our defense because there's enough young defensive players in this draft to, you know, hopefully get two studs or maybe even three for that matter that can come in and play immediately this coming year.
If the Giants end up drafting a quarterback, then I'll be okay with just about everything else that they have done. If they don't, it's going to be a big problem. I'm sorry. Then I'm just still confused about what they're going to do at that position. And I'm not talking about a Kyle Loletta type in the fourth round. I'm talking about a guy that you believe is going to be the starter after Eli Manning.
It's either going to be Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, Drew Locke or Daniel Jones. Those are the four quarterbacks. They may not have a chance at Kyler Murray. Everybody thinks Arizona's going to take him with the number one pick. Or they have the chance of trading for Josh Rosen. So he's still in the mix, I would believe, for both them, Miami, and I would also think Washington, the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, though, that you're not miffed at this, too. Just because of what I've heard from you on Eli Manning, you have to move on, you have to find that next guy,
yeah,
and it seems like they're loading up for him again prove a point, and that's just silly.
Dude, I am not running the team. So I'm just going by what I think they're doing, and by what they're doing, I believe they're still all in on Eli.
Again, we know that, crazy.
And let me just tell you another thing. You know, we listed all the reasons why you would want to get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. There were 10 of them, right?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of those 10 different reasons why you would get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. was the biggest one of all. He doesn't want to play with Eli Manning. Okay? He doesn't want to be on the field anymore with him. You know, he took himself out of four games at the end of last year.
Well, do we know that for a fact?
I'm just telling you what I'm hearing internally. The guy
that he could have played and did not.
He did not play. Now, I'm not saying in all four games, maybe in the final two, maybe even the final one. But
he was healthy enough to play and chose not to play.
I
mean, that is a major, major red flag.
No kidding.
I mean, Antonio Brown did that, and we talked about it here. Yeah, and we're not even in Pittsburgh for a week. If that is the truth, that Odell Beckham Jr. was healthy enough to play at the end of the season and did not.
I'm telling you, there are people that.
Because he didn't want to play with Eli Manning anymore?
I'm just telling you, there are people I can't put words into his mouth. I can only tell you that there are those that thought he could have played any one of those final games, like one or two games. And he didn't, you know, and maybe because, you know, oh, it's a losing season and, you know, Odell, sit out. We don't want you to get hurt. There's no reason for you to get hurt. And then obviously it was their undercurrent of, you know, I can't play with Eli anymore. I don't want to play with him. I this is all the stuff coming from the Jay Glazer thing, the Quan Alexander thing. All of his people kept talking about getting him out of New York without him having to say it. You know, he didn't have to go down the Antonio Brown route. He went down a different route, and he went down and he hid behind a so-called injury, a contusion.
Yeah, you can't really hide these days, though, and this is why it's interesting to me, because everything usually comes out eventually. I mean, there's never, with the reporting and the digging and a guy of that magnitude, every day his life is dissected.
What have I told you for the last, 6 weeks. What have we talked about here?
I know, and I'm with you on every bit of it that he needed to go. That I don't disagree with trading away Odell Beckham Jr. I thought it was great the morning after that they had moved on and had finally gone in this direction. I just don't know what they're thinking now.
Well, they still have to rebuild their defense. You know that, and I know that.
Ugh.
But on offense, at least they want to say that they're trying to change things and make it better, you know?
Well,
and it is going to be about Saquon Barkley. There is no question about that. That, and I know that.
All right, so there's a guy that you've brought up a couple times, and we've had differing opinions on this particular free agent wide receiver who signed with the Raiders, Tyrell Williams.
Yes.
Now, he's a guy, 26 years old. He got 4 years, $44 million, 22 guaranteed. And he is a make or break guy, down the field, big plays, certainly not a possession wide receiver.
6'5".
6'5". Yes. Tall guy.
Yeah, I would have loved to have had him for the Giants or the Jets.
Okay. If the Giants had signed Tyrell Williams at 26 years old, with the skill set that no other wide receiver has on that roster right now, to big plays down the field, that would have made more sense to me. A 31-year-old, 5'10", 200-pound wide receiver who is a slot guy for a team that I believe is rebuilding and also has a 5'10", 200-pound Sterling Shepard on the roster, that's what doesn't make sense to me. It's not like I don't think Eli Manning needed another wide receiver after Odell Beckham Jr. was traded away. It's just the guy that they went after and the money that they spent on him, where they are in their rebuilding process. That's really the point.
Here's the difference between Tyrell Williams and Golden Tate. Not only the age and the size, but Golden Tate catches almost everything that's thrown to him. You know, he's a guy that as a quarterback, I would trust that guy. I could trust him. You know, and I know he's going to be a really good teammate. He's going to bring a lot of energy. All of the good things that you want, you know, the attributes that you want in your locker room, I think you went out and you got the guy. Now, it was a little bit of desperation because he was the last guy, you know, really on the market that could be of some sort of significance, especially in name recognition. Yes, I get all that. But, if they're going to have a 38-year-old quarterback, you better have guys out there that you can count on. And that's what he's going to do. He is going to play the slot. He's going to be a key. He's going to be a key player for the Giants, and I'm telling you, this is a guy that you can count on. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for the quarterback, in this case, Eli Manning. And this also could be a good thing for a young quarterback if they do draft one for next year, because he will be here next year, and he will be invaluable with his experience on the roster and at the most important position, the slot position,
that
for a young quarterback.
Right there, if Dave Gettleman came out and said that after he drafted a quarterback and we knew they were moving on from Eli Manning at the end of this year.
Well, they're
and
not
they
going to say that.
I know. I understand they're not going to say it. But then I get it. Totally confused. But all I've heard from everybody is they're not going to draft a quarterback. in the first round.
Well, we will know 41 days, 14 hours, 45 minutes, and 17 seconds from now.
Because right now, if you are, you say this is a really good thing for Eli Manning.
Yes.
If I believe that Eli Manning can't succeed at a high level in the NFL anymore, there's no such thing as a really good thing for Eli Manning anymore.
So how about trading up to number one and getting Kyler Murray? Would you like that?
I would love that.
Are the Giants going to draft a quarterback, Paul?
No. Giants going to draft Haskins, Paul?
I don't think so.
Oh, we got to go down this road again today. Let's go to Anthony in the Bronx. Anthony, what's happening, brother?
I got to tell you, Gio, you're driving me crazy. You got to do a better job reading into this. Gio, they're going to draft a quarterback.
How do you know that? Every beat writer tells me that they're not going to.
Because you could read into it. First of all, there are places that have the Giants moving up and drafting a quarterback.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not like it's nowhere.
But the guys that cover the team, and Anthony, the other thing is too, and I was with you yesterday, and even after the trade, I said, now I believe. If you go back, I say, now I believe they're going to draft a quarterback. But then after I see the Golden Tate signing, I'm thinking, well, maybe they're not. Maybe they're going to wait another year.
Why can't Golden – it's a four-year deal.
Right.
Golden Tate is healthy. He could play for. It's not like he's going to fall off the face of the planet after this year. If they come in and draft the quarterback and start Eli,
he's 31.
And Eli doesn't play well, he's out. And if not, then the quarterback plays in the second year.
I mean, how many 34?
And then all of a sudden, you have a team.
How many 34?
They're already building the offensive. They have no defense, Gio. Okay, so that's the biggest building block. But that doesn't mean you don't bring in good veteran players just because. You know, you're in quote unquote
okay.
rebuild.
But Anthony, you got to understand.
Gettleman's trying to win. He's got 12 picks this year too.
No, I know that, and that's why I was thinking rebuild. But you got to understand, after last year when they passed on all those guys, and after I heard our own Giants beat reporter emphatically tell me no, they weren't drafting a quarterback in the first round.
He's so biased, that guy.
And then I saw Art Stapleton, who's not is he's a homer. He said the same thing.
Okay, well no, I'm talking about Pete. I thought you were talking.
But then also Stapleton said the same thing. So it's I think that they should. I still kind of believe that they will, but I've got concerns.
I can't wait for this.
I know, neither can I, because if I got to go through this for the next 41 days,
he'd have to be ridiculous. All this media play and everything, and the guy wants to win. You don't think he recognizes Eli is not the future? He'd have to be yeah, exactly.
Right. We get what he has to be. We understand, Anthony. Right. Hey, Angelo in Sparta, what's happening?
Hey, thanks very much. I have a very important question that I think you missed with regard to the Golden Tate signing. All his physical attributes and professionalism are great, but the key question is, does he like to hydrate?
You know what? I think so, Angelo. I think so. I think he likes water.
You mean he's not going to leave the field before the halftime starts to go get hydrated?
Oh, gosh.
That's going to be great. I actually, look, you know, I my last year as the Jets, we started the season. You got to go back and look at this. If I can remember, we started the season with a grand total of 4 receptions at the wide receiver position. That's when we stepped on the field for training camp. I was out there with a group of guys where there was one guy, I think, that had 4 catches in his entire NFL career. Think about that.
That is.
And then we made a trade before the first game of the year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we brought in a wide receiver actually that had some, you know, some history. And then I had to basically interpret the plays for him out of Richie's playbook to Sam Weish's playbook, because he was coming from Sam Weish, who was the head coach in Tampa. So I would call the play in Richie's vernacular, and then I would be an interpreter over there.
I'm not a genius.
You know, I just want –
and I'd look at him. I think, what was his name? I'd look at him and I'd go, okay, 78X angle. Got it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I'd call the play twice, but in two different offenses.
And the reason why I'm a little bit more concerned, just to reiterate for Anthony in the Bronx or anybody who's confused about
this,
is that a win now team that's got 2 first round picks and all the holes that they have. I know that the Giants aren't a win now team. Do the Giants realize they're not a win now team is my question. So if you've got 2 first round picks, you think you can win now. Are you taking a quarterback with one of those 2 first-round picks? That's what scares me.
Okay, so
that's what scares
me. We have 41 days to debate all of this. And I will be right there with you. I tried to get them to draft a quarterback last year, and I'm going to try to get them to draft a quarterback this year. I'm going to continue to go down this
path.
What
else can we do?
I am a believer in Dwayne Haskins. I think he would be a great Giant quarterback. Now, if they trade up and they go get Kyler Murray, then good for them.
Oh, that'd be so exciting.
That would be exciting, too.
You wouldn't be the most boring team in the NFL.
If they traded for Josh Rosen, I wouldn't be disappointed
for
that either.
That'd be fun, too, yes.
So either one of those three guys.
Are the Giants going to draft a quarterback, Paul?
No.
Giants going to draft Haskins, Paul?
I don't think so.
Oh boy. Okay. So I'd like to see one of the three. I'm all in on Haskins, and that was before I knew Kyler Murray was going to be a part of this draft. And because the whole Josh Rosen thing is still out there. There is a legitimate concern as to whether or not the Arizona Cardinals are going to go with Kyler Murray and trade him. So, they got to come away with one of these three guys.
And if they do, then I'm fine. I just have some concerns this morning with this signing because win-now teams or teams that think that they can win now don't use a first-round pick on a starting quarterback or the future of that position.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.